We're here at the 2017 Commodity Classic talking to Ty Whitten. He's with Monsanto. Ty, tell me exactly what it is you do.
Yeah, Carson, I'm the North American Crop Protection Systems Lead. So really kind of the technical component of all of our crop protection products in North America. Lead that team for strategy, development of new products, as well as the implementation and launching of the most recent products. We support the tech development and agronomy organization. We are the team that goes out and tests those products, understands the efficacy and the value to the farmer.
And so one thing I wanted to ask you about, in Oklahoma, we've got a lot of cotton growers, and we're seeing that number increase, actually. So one of the items that you've got available right now to farmers is Xtendimax. And I know that there's some regulation stuff going on that you're trying to get all that approved. Where are we at on that in Oklahoma?
Yep, great question. So first off, yeah, we're excited to see one cotton acres to go up in the state of Oklahoma. We've continued to get good moisture the last couple of years. That's always a good thing for cotton acres. So really excited to have that. And with the launch 2 years ago of Bogard 2 XtendFlex cotton, we've seen some great adoption of that, but we haven't had the chemistry approved yet. For the last 2 years, they haven't been able to utilize fully that technology for good weed resistance management. This year, we're really excited to have Xtendimax, which is our dicamba product formulation with vapor grip technology that really helps on that. If people remember old dicamba, they love the chemistry, it controls weeds great, but it kind of moves off target or has the perception that it does because of its volatility components. Our Xtendimax with vapor grip holds that there from a vapor grip technology perspective, doesn't volatilize and keeps it on target. And so the state of Oklahoma has approved for the use of this product. We had an EPA registration at the end of last year that we were really excited about. After that federal registration happens, we go through the state approval process, and we're excited to say that the state of Oklahoma is having that product available for use.
And so how do cotton farmers, I guess, get in touch with you guys? How do they go about getting this product for their own operations?
Obviously, any dealer today in the state of Oklahoma would have the opportunity to sell and do that with their just normal retailer that they have. The other piece to understand the technology and understand how you steward it with a good weed resistance management program is your local and state extension specialist. You have some great extension specialists in the state of Oklahoma. Would encourage growers to go and look and ask them about, hey, what system, how do I use the system on my farm to control the weeds and the weed species that they have.
And you were telling me earlier that you would have echoed some of the things that they might be saying. What are some of those things that you talk to producers about?
Right, like Dr. Randy Bowman and Dr. Todd Bauman, great individuals that really look at how do you manage a cotton crop and how do you control weeds season long. You know, I think all recognize that good growth and development of that crop is important while controlling weeds. They'll compete for resources in doing that. And as we know, with lack of water and some other things, those resources are really important in the state of Oklahoma. And so that season-long control, that management of overlapping good multiple chemistries becomes a key component. And I think that I've really enjoyed development over time with both of those faculty to understand what the state of Oklahoma needs when you look at what a weed management program is and how dicamba fits within that.
And I understand that you guys, a lot of the time here at Commodity Classic, will be launching a product. Are you launching anything this year?
Obviously, some other products that are coming on that would encourage you to talk about. The one piece that I would like to say that is not a new launch, that is continual, is really the Roundup Ready Plus crop management program. And so really helps growers do that weed resistant management program. Roundup Extend products, as well as Xtendimax chemistry, is a key component of that product. It allows grower more value back in their pocket to incentivize the use of multiple chemistries on their farm. So growers should look at Roundup Ready Plus to understand how they can participate in that program so they get good weed control and also be more profitable on farm.